This is Health Matters reporting on studies that link watching lots of television to a higher risk for certain diseases.
One study reported that 5 hours a day of TV time led to an 18% increased risk for type 2 diabetes. Another reported that watching television 4 hours a day delivered an increased risk of 14%.
But why single out TV viewing time as a factor in disease risk? What about other sedentary habits? It is well known that a sedentary lifestyle is a primary cause of diabetes and heart trouble.
Right. What about spending hours a day in front of a computer? You'd think that if you stopped watching TV for 5 hours a day and replaced it with 5 hours of sitting around reading or listening to music, the impact could be equally detrimental.
It probably is, but TV time is considered qualitatively different from other sedentary activities because studies have also found that TV viewing promotes unhealthy habits such as smoking, excessive beer drinking, poor eating, mainly snacking, and inactivity, all of which are directly linked to developing serious health problems.
Watching television is considered the most popular daily non-physical free time activity in the modern world. That's why it is now in the spotlight as a worldwide health issue. Studies conducted in places as distant from one another as Australia and Pennsylvania came up with similar conclusions. Too much TV watching is linked to a higher risk of disease, especially type 2 diabetes and heart trouble.
The data is clear. Multiple studies have found a link between the world's favorite non-physical activity and the world's population declining health. The more hours spent watching television on a daily basis, the higher the risk for disease. So, the question is, how much TV viewing time is too much?
Well, studies indicate that 4 or 5 hours a day is too much. Perhaps more to the point is a related question being researched these days. Is there a positive impact on health when you cut your viewing time down by a couple hours? The answer to this and what you might expect, yes. There is a positive health impact from reducing TV viewing time, if at the same time you start exercising.
When a group of women reduced their TV time by 2.5 hours a day and replaced it with 2.5 hours of physical exercise a week, there was a reduced prevalence of obesity and hypertension. Now that's a trade-off. 2.5 hours of exercise a week in exchange for 14 plus hours of TV a week.
In other words, replacing TV time with other passive activities won't improve your odds against diseases linked to a sedentary lifestyle, but replacing television with walking or other physical activities can significantly reduce that risk.
There is another issue related to the extraordinary amount of time spent in front of the TV. What is this doing to values and attitudes, to mental health and community health? The question applies equally to adults and children, but consider the impact on children for a moment. It's estimated that children spend almost 1,500 hours a year in front of the television set, and you can add to that many more hours in front of a computer screen.
By the time children are 18 years old, they've been exposed to 16,000 commercials and 150,000 violent acts. Does this have anything to do with the bullying epidemic? Does it have a bearing on the disrespect young people have for adults these days?
And then there are the issues of self-worth and self-image. How many young people feel inadequate because they don't look like the millions of images they've seen on picture-perfect actors in brand-name shoes and clothes? How is our personal and cultural identity undermined by commercially canned ideas of what indicates status in a mainstream culture, of what's cool and trendy?
Excessive TV time can erode more than our physical health. It can contribute to antisocial values and to violent behavior, eroding our identity and communal health as well. Reducing our hours of television time and replacing them with physical activity is a winner all the way around.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potin, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Jay Renzulli, Joy Hostler, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.